Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Tom Manning. This is my third podcast. I'm just going to go ahead and give a little bit of background about myself for those of you that don't know me. And for those of you that do know me, you may or may not know what's been going on for the past few years of my life. But I'm giving this background because the direction I'm going to take these podcasts, I think it's necessary. I'm going to be talking about basically my journey through just being in a dark place in my life, and I'm starting to climb out and come into a place that's a lot better, going from a real negative place to a real positive place. So I've dealt with anxiety and a little bit of depression and a few mental health issues over the past few years, and I've been really doing a lot of introspection and trying to implement a lot of changes in my life. So I grew up in Utah. I was raised in a Mormon family, and there was a lot of rules in my house, pretty strict household, and I was pretty rebellious, especially through my teenage years. So one of the things that I loved in high school was wrestling, and so when I graduated high school, I wanted to go wrestle in college. That was my dream at the time. So I was able to get recruited by the wrestling team over at the Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. And that seemed perfect to me because it was far from home, and that's all I wanted to do was just get away and wrestle and start doing my own thing. Well, got to the Naval Academy and found out pretty quickly that it was also a very strict place. It's a military school. I mean, I don't know what I was expecting, but there's a lot of rules there. And once again, I found myself in this very strict, structured environment. And that's where I really started, I think, to go down a real negative path with my attitude and my mental health. I just hated it there so much, but I never quit anything in my life, and I wasn't gonna quit, you know. So I pushed through, bitched and complained and moaned the whole time, and eventually I graduated, and I was just so cynical and angry at the world because I was just so angry because it wasn't what I expected. I just felt like I still wasn't able to do the things that I wanted to do. So if you don't know about the military academies, they're pretty strict. So for one, you're not allowed to leave the base during the week at all. And then on the weekends, you're allowed to leave sometimes. And as you get more senior, you're allowed to leave more and more. But even your senior year, you're really not technically allowed to leave every single weekend, or you're not allowed to stay the night out every weekend. Your freshman year there, you can go out on Saturdays if you're in your uniform, and that's it. I don't even think you're allowed to go out Sundays, if I remember correctly, but staying out overnight is pretty much impossible your first year there. By your senior year, if you've got a good connection with the guy who's keeping track of the amount of weekends that you're taking overnight, then you can pretty much go out every weekend. I was 21 when I graduated, and I was selected to be a submarine officer. And so during the summer of the year that I graduated in 2015, I was actually a sailing instructor, and I lived in Annapolis with, well, she's my fiance at the time, but my wife, Shaylee, and we had a pretty good amount of free time. I was waiting to go to power school, which was the first training I needed to go to for my job, but I had enough free time to where I started partying a lot. And, you know, I finally have the freedom that I've wanted to have since high school. I finally am able to actually make day-to-day decisions on my own without somebody telling me what I can and can't do, and when I need to go to sleep and when I need to wake up and where I need to be at what time. Because even through your senior year at the Naval Academy, that's what it is. Your life is very structured to the point where you have to go sign a piece of paper saying that you're going to sleep every night. And I did that for 4 years. You know, that was every single night I had to sign. I literally had to go walk into a room and sign a piece of paper saying, I'm staying in the area for the night, I'm going to sleep. And then the next morning, you would have to muster and stand in formation at 7 o'clock. But I finally had this freedom to do what I wanted to do for the first time. And so I started partying a lot. And I got to the point where I was drinking a lot. And eventually, I talked to my wife and I was like, hey, Shady, are we drinking a lot? And we basically just came to the conclusion, oh, no, we're just young, we're having fun, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, fast forward, I went to power school, which is if you get selected to go submarines, you need to go to nuclear power school first, which is 6 months. And that's just a lot of engineering, math and physics, schooling. It's pretty intensive training. It still is the hardest thing I've done to this day. After you do power school for 6 months, you go to prototype, which is another 6 months where you're working on a nuclear power plant and in an engine room, which is similar to the ones on submarines, and you're learning basically hands-on experience specific to whatever job you're doing, and you got to qualify in certain positions, and it's just prepping you for when you show up to your boat. And then for officers, we have to go to this other school called SOBIC right afterwards. Submarine Officer Basic Course is what it stands for. But basically, the last year of training before SOBIC was nuclear engineering type stuff, and then SOBIC is all of the stuff that's not engineering related on the submarine. So it's a real quick crash course. It's only a 2.5 month school, but it's learning how to use sonar and drive the boat and a couple other things. But anyways, that's not important. Power School and Prototype were some of the most challenging times for me, and my already cynical attitude towards the world and the Navy just got worse, and I was working more hours than I'd ever worked before. You know, I was putting in probably 60 to 70 hours in Power School a week, a lot of it on weekends, so I didn't have a lot of weekends, and then drinking whenever I got home because fuck everything, I'm angry, I need a drink to deal with all this bullshit, I'm depressed, I got anxiety, blah blah blah. I started drinking to deal with all of those feelings, and in Prototype, we were on shift rotations where you work 7 days in a row and you have 2 days off, but they're seven days in a row, 12 hours a day, and then you rotate shifts. So you'd work, you know, the day shift one day, the swing shift the next week, and then you'd work the midnight shift the week after, and you just rotate through, and that was for 6 months. So that was its own beast. And again, I dealt with all of my anxiety and the fact that it sucked by drinking. And so by the time I got to SOBIC, I had developed a pretty bad drinking habit. And one of my buddies that I used to drink with a lot, me and him were pretty close, I got in a fight with him one night when we were drinking together, and I ended up getting arrested and like assault charges and conduct unbecoming and whatever. And so the Navy decided that my punishment for this was going to be I needed to go to a 28-day inpatient rehab facility. And it was an all-military rehab facility. It was awesome. I started doing a lot of introspective work there, and it was a good break from the crazy couple past years that I had. I went in there kind of with a chip on my shoulder, like, oh, I don't need to go here, blah, 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 and ended up leaving there thinking, like, man, I got to stop drinking, you know, like, I might actually have a problem. And after that, I was supposed to go out to a submarine in Washington State. My orders got canceled because of everything that had happened, and I was pretty much on a holding period, and literally my job was to call my boss and tell him I was alive for like 3 or 4 months. You'd think that was a pretty sweet gig. I mean, I was getting paid to call somebody daily and say, hey, I'm alive, and on the rare occasion he would have me come in and do something, you know. But eventually boredom seeped in and I started drinking again and started going back down a bad path. I mean, I just had all the time in the world to do nothing, so I was not productive with my time at all. Rehab was good to some extent. It got me thinking in an introspective way, and you know, but then I started drinking again, and I finally got orders to a sub out in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, and so I moved out there, and I was back to the stressful environment. You know, I went from stressful environment in Power School and Prototype to SOBIC, which is nothing, and on a holding period where I had the most free time of any person on the planet, back to another stressful period. So my anxiety kicked up, my depression kicked up, and I was drinking to deal with all of those things. So I was in Pearl Harbor for a while, and then our sub actually switched home ports to where I am now in Bremerton, Washington. So just real quick, after I got out of rehab, I was meeting with a bunch of counselors and stuff in the Navy at the hospital out in Groton, and I was supposed to be doing this aftercare program where there was a little bit of a miscommunication. I was supposed to stay sober for a year after I got out of rehab, and I was supposed to be going to this many AA meetings and meeting with counselors because they knew I was moving to Hawaii, and so I was supposed to be going to AA meetings in Hawaii, and I was supposed to be meeting with the Navy counselors in Hawaii. But when I showed up to Hawaii, I went out on deployment, or I caught the last couple weeks of the submarine I was on deployment, and I checked in, but I didn't meet with anybody yet because it was kind of like get there and I went out. And then while I was there, I only lived in Hawaii for like 4 months or so, but we were in and out a lot, so I wasn't hitting all the meetings I was supposed to. I was going when I could, but and then things started ramping up with the job and everything, and I was doing less than I should have been doing for my aftercare treatment for the Navy. I wasn't doing a whole lot of what I was supposed to be doing. So anyways, so fast forward, I move here to Washington. My paperwork comes up on some medical officer's desk here, and turns out that he has to sign off on whether or not I'm even allowed to be on a submarine when I switched home ports over here. So I don't know exactly how the process of all that works, but long story short, he said, I'm not going to sign this waiver for him to be on submarines. And as of right now, he's physically disqualified from submarines and needs to go to treatment again. And so this year, I went to treatment again. I went to an outpatient program here in Bremerton, Washington. I'm lucky that I didn't get kicked out of the Navy, to be honest, because they have rules where if you fail your aftercare treatment, you can be considered a treatment failure, and basically they can kick you out of the Navy because the Navy did everything they could for you and you're untreatable is kind of how it is. So I won't get into why, but it's just a crazy situation, and long story short, they decided to keep me in the military as long as I went through treatment again. Well, when I got out of treatment, I showed back up to my submarine, and they're like, yeah, you're still not qualified to be on here. And so now I'm stashed away at some desk job at one of the buildings on base around here, and I do projects, and I work for, like, it's like office space. I work for 4 different bosses right now at 2 different locations, so it keeps me somewhat busy, but I've been really trying to implement some life changes. So I stopped drinking again because that was one of the requirements. I mean, I have my reasons for not drinking anymore, and I don't plan on drinking, at least, you know, for the foreseeable future, next couple years at least, you know, we'll see how it goes after that. But I've been doing a lot of soul searching, introspective work, and really reevaluating my life and trying to come from this place where I've been so fucking negative all the time, and trying to figure out, why was I so negative? Why did I just hate the world? Why did I just hate my life? Like, I had a pretty good thing going. Like, I had a solid job, you know, I fucking love Shaylee, you know, and I had from the outside looking in, a pretty good life, and a lot of people would probably question as to why I even had any problems, you know, but I dealt with things, and just like everybody does, and I just dealt with them in an unhealthy way. And so I've been trying to evaluate, like, a lot of the problems I have come from, and I've been having a lot of thoughts like, okay, what am I gonna do with my life to make myself happy? I'm starting to come to the realization that I wanna have the freedom to live life on my own terms. Like, put very broadly and simply, that's what I wanna do that I think will make me the happiest. Since I graduated college, I've been in the Navy for 3 years after that, and I feel like, oh man, I'm stuck here, and I have all this engineering training now and managerial training and shit, and I have to get a job at some company somewhere where I use my prerequisites from the Navy to get me that job. And that was my mentality before, and now I'm like, fuck that. Like, I'm gonna do whatever I wanna fucking do with my life, and luckily I've got the most supportive and just the best fucking wife on the planet. Shaylee's awesome, and she supports everything that I want to do, and we've talked about what I'm about to kind of get into, but I want to live life on my own terms, and the way I see that is by being an entrepreneur. Now, here's the thing. I've still got a lot of introspection to do. I know I do, and I have very undefined values and beliefs and undefined things that bring me joy, you know. There's just the most basic questions that I should know about myself. I don't even know. I don't know a whole lot about myself, but I'm learning every day. And I only started really going on this introspective journey over the past, it's been like 4 months or so. So, I mean, it's really hasn't been that long, but I've made a lot of progress. I mean, I've come to the point where what I'm trying to do right now is figure out what I want to do with my life. I've basically come to the realization that I need to try, like, just a bunch of different things. I found that writing things down for me helps a lot. I am just everywhere with my thoughts. I have ADD like a motherfucker, and I can't focus on one thought for any particular amount of time. So I've been writing a lot of things down and recording a lot of my thoughts in voice memos, and now I'm going to start doing podcasts, and I'm basically just going to talk through my life for anybody who cares. I mean, for anybody who cares to listen, you know, I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to record document my journey from where I am now to where I am someday in the future, and on all the ideas I have along the way. And so one thing that I've been really wanting to do lately is just try a bunch of different things. Well, I'm going to start this YouTube channel, and I'm going to keep all my shit on a podcast as well, but my YouTube channel idea is basically I'm going to choose a skill or a lifestyle change, or I'm going to choose something, and it could be something I've never done, or it could be something that I've tried but didn't really do a lot that I want to improve on or whatever. But basically I'm going to choose an idea, and I'm going to just focus all of my attention and free time on that idea for a week or a month or a few months or however much time I decide at the beginning. And it's going to be, okay, today I'm going to learn, or this month I'm going to learn how to play the trumpet or something like that. You know, it could be anything. It could be this week I'm going to learn how to water ski. This month I'm going to learn how to, this month I'm going to bowl. You know, I'm going to get really good at bowling or something. It doesn't matter. It could be any idea, and I'll figure them out along the way. But they're going to be different ideas, and just try a bunch of shit and record it. And I'm basically just going to go, okay, here's me day one doing this thing. Let's go with bowling, for example, because it's kind of easy to measure. So I go out and I bowl, and let's say I bowl like an 80 or something, which is probably pretty accurate because I suck at bowling. So I bowl like an 80 or something like that. Okay, now for the next month, if I just focus only on bowling, by day 30, here's me bowling, and I'm going to create a video that basically just documents my journey from day 1 to day 30 of me bowling in this case, and see my improvement along the way. And I'll plan on keeping updates on like Instagram stories, Facebook, and wherever else, but I'm going to do one thing at a time. And then it'll be like, okay, now I'm moving on to the next thing. Like, maybe I want to see how far I can get my squat up in a month or something. And so I do the same thing, but anyways, that's what I'm going to start doing and just putting out there. That's my plan. For anybody who cares to watch or follow or whatever, like, awesome, you know. And I'm sure I want to do podcasts where I have discussions where I talk about things like anxiety and depression, and mental health is something that has become a topic I find really important lately, especially since it's something that I'm intimately familiar with. But I know I'm no expert, and I'm not trying to give advice or be a therapist or anything like that. I just want to open a discussion for anybody who's willing to have one. And so I plan on in the future having a podcast or some sort of recorded form of speech or video or whatever, where I talk about, you know, maybe I don't really have a solid idea for any of this stuff yet, but maybe somebody comes on and they share their story, you know, and people can share their stories if they feel comfortable, and I can talk about my story, and I can give my progress, and people can get on and share their progress, and maybe we can offer different perspectives on problems that people have, you know, for each other. But, you know, we'll see what happens with that. But I'd like to do something along those lines. But anyways, I mentioned before that I do a lot of voice memo recordings and writing things down. Well, I've been going through my voice recordings lately and realizing that some of the fears and some of the areas of my life that I want to improve on, or some of the ideas that I have, are the same a month ago. They haven't changed. I haven't done anything to alleviate those fears or work towards those goals, or I have all these intentions and I haven't done anything for those intentions. But I think that making this podcast is the first step towards fulfilling some of those intentions. But keep an eye out. I'm going to get my YouTube channel up here pretty soon. The idea I was talking about before, I just need to think of a good topic or a good skill that I need to work on so I can start recording and doing that process. But thanks everybody for listening, and I'll be back some point in the future.